Hi, welcome to Shut Up and Listen, episode number 9, which is a very special number to us.
Number 9. Oh, excuse me. I got so choked up there talking about it, thinking about it. Oh.
Yeah, it'll do that.
Oh my goodness.
Whew. So,
I'm going to take a drink real quick.
What's your drink of choice tonight?
Oh, I'm glad you asked. I'm with a classic from overseas, the gin and tonic.
All right.
I chose a London dry gin, but it's not very dry. It's pretty wet, actually.
And you've got the ice cube, I see.
You got the Death Star floating in there. Try flying your spaceships into that, Rebels.
Yeah.
You can't do it.
You can't. And I've got my normal e-cig with chocolate.
Chocolate. Because you're a chocolate lover.
Yeah. All right, we're going to start this off with an open letter.
We're going to do things a little different.
Yeah, I've got two, but this one's more, I mean, it's probably going to be funny, but you're going to be horrified at the same time because I witnessed a hit and run on a dog.
Yeah. Excuse me. Maverick's in here with us. I didn't know if we should cover his ears or not. I don't know. He might be traumatized.
Yeah. And, I mean, for anyone that knows me, I am not a strong stomached person, but I stopped to check on the dog and it was dead.
DRT.
Yep. So I've got an open letter to that douchebag.
Did you check his wallet?
The dog?
Yeah.
No. No, I did not.
You could have had some cash. I mean, at least check to see if he's an organ donor.
Yeah, I don't think his organs would have been much use.
You never know.
All right, so I'll do this open letter and then we'll kind of lighten the mood after this.
Definitely.
If you're wondering if I was going to hell or not after this, you will know.
Will we like be able to guess?
Yeah.
Okay. We'll wait till afterwards.
Okay. I mean, most people probably know right now. All right, here we go. Hey, you bitch-ass cocksucker. I saw you hit that dog with your car and keep going. I hope you get in a fiery wreck and don't die. If I fucking saw you walking, I would run over you, back up, then run over you again. I hope you get wrongly convicted and you go to prison and get butt-fucked by a shank every day. You piece of shit. I hope the woman of your dreams spits on you and tells you to die. I hope you lose everything. If it would have been a cat, I couldn't have cared less. If you don't fuck with dogs. I hope you are in so much pain one day that you can't take it and want to die, but you can't. When you do die, I hope that Satan fucks you in eternity, bitch. I hope you slide down naked on some razor blades and fall into a pool of rubbing alcohol and snake venom. This is Jeff signing off with a go fuck yourself.
Yeah, I think that's appropriate. I think that's not out of line at all.
That, I mean, dude, one of the worst things I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah, seriously. That is irritating. Maverick, do you have any thoughts? I just wanted to chew on the microphone thing.
Yeah, well, you know.
It's frustration, I'm sure. You speechless.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's shameful. I hope they suffer, too.
Yeah, screw that guy.
Goodness. We can continue the theme of hitting things with cars. I could tell a quick funny story.
Okay.
This actually was a video. I say video. It was, you know, a YouTube video my uncle showed me. But there's no video. It's all it is a voicemail that this guy's leaving on his friend's phone. And he's in his car. And so just the video itself shows the transcript, shows, you know, words, subtitles, whatever. And apparently, just to summarize, and we'll have to look it up later if I can find it. This guy runs a red light. Not the guy that's narrating on the phone, but he watches this guy run a red light and hit the car in front of him, an Impala. Doesn't hit it very hard, but just enough that it spins it around. And so the guy's, you know, on the voicemail telling me, he's like, it's a car full of old women. And so, you know, they look like they're okay. The guy who ran the light gets out of his car and, you know, does the typical douchebag thing of he does the wrong thing. And then he gets out of his car and starts yelling at the old women like it's their fault.
Right.
And the guy points it out. He's like, it's not even their fault. It's this guy's fault. And so I guess the first old woman gets out and starts beating the guy with her purse.
Awesome.
And then another one gets out with like an umbrella or something like that, until eventually there are four old women out of the car beating this guy. One of them hits him with her purse, and it just stuff goes everywhere, or it's like a bag. And I guess some of the contents, one of which was a Bible, like a heavy one. And so she picks it up and throws it at the guy and just awesome. Beans him with it. And the guy telling the story, you know, on the voicemail is just losing it. I mean, he is cracking up. And eventually the guy gets away or whatever, runs back to his car, gets in and drives off.
I wish they had that on video.
Yeah, that's what I said. If only we were in Russia and we had dash cams to record everything. And I don't think it's fake. I mean, there's no way this guy is laughing that hard and it not be genuine.
Just awesome.
Listen to him laugh is almost as funny as the story he's done. So we'll have to look that up. That's your homework for the time being, listeners and viewers and readers and users and all the other stuff.
I don't know what he's chewing on. Oh, I guess it's a tennis ball.
Yeah, that's fine. He'll pull all the fuzzy stuff off and I'll vacuum it later.
Okay.
He's in a little trouble. He pushed out of his little blockade that I made for him. While I'm gone, I was only gone for like 30 minutes too, and he pulled my studio headphones off of the desk with the cord and proceeded to chew up and tear up all of the foam that are in the earpieces. So time to order some new ones.
Well, at least you have that reason now.
Yeah, I mean they were taped together before, but and all the fancy comfort stuff it had all flaked off. So yeah, but they still worked. They probably still do, but they just wouldn't be very comfortable and also isolated, I guess. So yep. Oh well.
What do you want, boy?
Okay. He wants food or attention or something. Oh, there he goes. He's gonna bark now. Maverick. Do you have something to say?
So, like I said at the first of the show, this is episode 9. If you followed us at all,
number 9.
That's a bathroom number. And I wrote a poem about it that I am gonna share for you guys right now.
I'm excited. I'm very excited, if you know what I mean.
I do.
I'm so excited I'd probably shake it 7 or 8 times.
The poem is titled Ode to Number 9. Sometimes men have to rub one out because some bitch has a headache or wants to pout. Sometimes men lie and claim never, but you can't open the swimsuit edition because the pages are stuck together. There are plenty of names such as stroking it, whacking off, or beating your meat. While you're thinking of Katy Perry, Jessica Biel, or Amanda Peet. Some say that you do it too much and you will go blind. Most guys would tell you they don't mind. Don't let females give you shit because they do it too. It's just called paddling the pink canoe.
Oh, yeah.
The end.
Oh, that is very, I like it. I think we could put that on like a picture frame and probably hang it up somewhere in the studio.
Yeah.
I think it would just make the place feel a little warmer.
I should probably enter it in the contest.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah. Absolutely.
Oh, goodness.
Yeah. Speaking of all that, we were talking today because, you know, we can, because I'm, you know, okay, Maverick. He apparently has something to point out here. Anyway, you know, I can only be serious for so long before I have to make a childish joke of some sort. We were talking about the future and how this, you know, the 3D printing thing is starting to become somewhat mainstream, you know. It's been around for a while, but, you know, you had to pay just a ridiculous amount of money for it.
Right.
And the software and all that, and now you've got people making whatever. And I said, you know what's going to happen is the sex toy industry is going to take a hit because these people are going to buy these 3D printers.
Yeah.
And just start printing all sorts of crap. Whatever they want.
Might as well.
It's like, yeah, that's going to put them out of business. Oh. So there you go.
That's awesome.
Could be a connoisseur of accessories. It's love accessories.
I don't think they have a page big enough for you or I.
I don't know. I just need like the shape of...
boobies?
Boobs of many different celebrities. And also normal women.
And just boobs, period?
Just a catalog.
All right.
I could just type in a number and boom, there they are.
So speaking of catalogs, my dad had 12 brothers and sisters and they kind of wrote a little book about their childhood. And it's got some funny stories in it. And I'm going to read a few from the oldest, my Uncle George. Just things that happened when they were young. I'm probably going to do this the next few episodes because, I mean, it's pretty... I mean, it's not an amount... I mean, there's a lot of stuff in it.
Were you about to say it's pretty big? I was really wanting you to say that.
So it's really big.
That's what she said.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. Now I need to turn on my flashlight because I can't see very well.
12, yeah, it's because I got the mood lighting going on here in the studio. I was going to say, your dad's family, they could have just had their own baseball team.
Yeah, see, they lived on a plant, a military plant in Iowa, actually the place that made the, I believe it was the Patriots for the Iraq War.
Yeah, Patriot missiles.
Yeah.
Shooting down the Scuds.
My dad's dad, my grandpa, he died when I was really young, but he was there for so long and such a kind of figurehead. They've got a lake named George Mathis Lake. I've got a picture by it.
Oh, we should go up there.
Anytime, dude.
We should take a field trip up to Iowa.
Thing I hate about Iowa is AT&T does not work. At least where that is.
Yeah, it's no big deal. My phone doesn't work at all right now. We'll talk about that a little more later.
All right, let's see. Let's do Dad Bill, which my Uncle Bill, he's the one that I've got a kindred spirit with that died recently.
Right, yeah.
Probably the honoriest one of them all.
Of course, yeah. That's why you had a kindred spirit with him.
Exactly, but I don't know who Harry Nessel is, but...
Sounds awesome, though.
Dad, Bill, Harry Nessel, and I going out to the plant one night to get a lamb as a joke for Mom since she loved animals so much. We put it in the kitchen and closed the door. It ran around the house, dropping little surprises with Mom close behind with newspapers catching the droppings.
Nice, yeah.
Mom starching Dad's hankies so much he couldn't unfold them because he complained that she didn't put enough starch in them.
That's fantastic. That's awesome, actually.
Dad giving Bill and I haircuts and the embarrassment that lasted several weeks till we grew it out again. He also gave Jerry Tilton a haircut, and his parents wanted to know if Miles the barber was drunk again.
Fantastic.
And I'll end with this one. Dad used to wake Bill and I up on the way to the bathroom in the morning, and if we weren't up by the time he came back, he would throw water on us. One day, Bill put a glass of water beside the bed and pretended to be asleep. And just when Dad was about to throw water on him, he grabbed the glass and threw the water all over Dad. I don't remember how many years he got for that one.
That's pretty good. That's something I would do. Paybacks. Instant karma.
John sitting at the table till 11 p.m. with a lone Brussels sprout on his plate that he refused to eat.
It's a Brussels sprout. What good is it?
Yeah, I guess he sat at the table for like 8 hours.
I would too. I guess they didn't have a dog, and you couldn't just feed it to the dog.
No, they actually talk about feeding the dogs throughout this whole thing.
Really? The dog didn't like Brussels sprouts either.
Does anyone?
I don't know.
Apparently Cormel, if you put that magic Japanese powder on it.
Yeah, Cordell ate a magic bean or some magic fruit or whatever it was.
I believe he said off air that it tasted like sex in the mouth. And when I brought it up, he was all like, no.
I think he said it on the air, actually.
Oh, did he?
And you asked him what sex tastes like. And you're
fish.
Like, fish.
For him, it's probably hot dog water.
Could be. Excuse me. I got choked up again. Just all this talk just getting me all emotional. Man, the other day. Well, I'll talk about it later. If you have any grinds to do.
I do, actually.
I had some lubes too. They are somewhere in the cloud, because my phone powered down at 10 o'clock this morning, and has not come back on since, despite being just stuck on the charger for the past 8 hours or whatever. So that's irritating. So I'm gonna have to go. I've been to try to get a new phone 6, but they've been out of stock. So
yeah,
I've just been suffering through it. It died, and I say it died. It was, you know, I drove to work. By the way, my truck's fixed.
So, I saw it out there.
So I drove to work with it plugged in, and so it was charging, and you know, made it from my truck to upstairs of the house that we were working, and about 5 minutes later, it died. I didn't plug it in time, I guess. I don't know. Yeah, so it hadn't come on yet. It acknowledges that it's being plugged in, that it's been plugged in and is charging, but it won't come on.
That sucks.
Yep, so I've got an appointment with the Apple Store tomorrow, which is one of my least favorite things to do.
Yep.
And I'm going to go in, and I'm going to tell them what the problem is, and they're going to look at me like I'm an idiot, and we'll see what happens. I might raise my voice.
That's okay.
Yeah.
They're probably used to it by now.
Yeah, I'm sure.
All right. Let's grind some gears, man.
All right. I'm going to kick it off with when my phone doesn't come on.
Right.
Shuts down. So there you go.
That's a good one. Okay, I'm just going to read these off.
Just rattle them off.
Dry skin.
Just pound them out.
Yeah. Hamsters. Whiners. That Wheels on the Bus song. Checkered Things. Breathing Troubles. Boring Football. Bad Breath. Snickers. Blue Balls.
Mm-hmm.
Delusional fan bases.
Oh, that is true. We could do a whole episode on that, I'm sure.
Yeah. this headache I have while writing this. That cute goat that wouldn't let me hit it. Mm. When you can't finish number 9, dog killers.
Yep.
Corrupt government officials.
Most of them, yeah.
Canadians.
Yeah.
France.
Mm-hmm.
Falling down a flight of stairs.
Yes. Oh, my God.
People that lead you on. Fuck you.
Yep, absolutely.
That my anger won't go away. Mm. Padded rooms.
Okay, yeah.
Old Navy.
Yes.
Hearsay. The second Boondock Saints.
Old Navy commercials.
Yeah.
Never saw the second Boondock Saints.
Don't.
I won't.
Richard Gere. Twerking.
Yes.
Gene Simmons.
Uh-huh.
Sluts that won't let me fuck.
Seriously. What's the point?
Bitches that are bitches for no reason.
Mm-hmm.
Fake friends.
Yes.
Fake happy people.
Yes.
Viruses.
Mm.
Work.
Yes. Second.
The smell of shit. When people have known me for at least a year and call me the wrong name. The 70s.
What do they call you?
A guy called me Steve.
It's not even close.
No, and you know which Steve I'm talking about. I look nothing like him.
Absolutely not. Would you say the 70s?
Yeah, the 70s. Okay, yeah. Pearl Harbor.
Like, you have to specify, like, the setting itself or the movie or the event of it being bombed.
All three.
Okay, yeah. I've been there. It's kind of nice.
Wheat Thins. Cabbage Patch Kids.
Yeah, they're weird.
Jammed Fingers.
Mm-hmm.
Shirts.
Yeah.
Pants.
Just clothes in general, yeah.
The mouse from Chuck E. Cheese. I mean, why the fuck would you want to eat where they have a rodent as their mascot?
Yeah, I mean, come on.
Sober Life.
Mm, yeah.
Title IX.
Yeah.
Badminton.
Yes.
Being Halfway There. Whoa, We're Living on a Prayer. Lady by Styx.
Oh, it's not as bad as Babe by Styx.
No, but Lady just pisses me off.
Yeah,
pussy song.
I think they admitted themselves that Babe is probably the worst song they could have ever written.
Heartache. When you forget to zip your pants and your penis is hanging down to the ground.
Yeah, and no one says anything.
Yeah, it's like, hey, you could at least be like, hey, dude, your penis is hanging out.
Yeah, give me the symbol, the signal or whatever.
But that's my ground, my gears.
Especially if you're like going along at a brisk pace and it hits a rock or something.
Yeah, it kind of hurts.
It does. I mean,
geez. Or there's a puddle and it gets wet.
Yeah.
And it's cold water.
That's why I have to use the little kitty stall.
Yeah.
In the bathroom, so it doesn't hang in the water. There's problems.
Penis jokes are fun.
Yeah, they are. Yeah, so my grind my gears is, the phone issue. The fact that I have to make an appointment to go to the Apple store. Because now I have to schedule my entire evening around that one time. Instead of just going by and being like, most of these are going to be phone related. Yesterday, how I went to the AT&T store to see if they had any new phones, and standing there for an hour and 15 minutes before a representative spoke with me.
Awesome.
And the entire time, like, I'm not good at sitting down unless I'm ready to relax and just chill out. So I'm, you know, there at that store, I'm not going to just find a place and sit down. So I'm just kind of standing there, and there's a guy, he's buying a Samsung Note or some Galaxy Note or whatever, which is fine. There's always going to be the debate of Apple and not Apple, whether it's Samsung, HTC, whatever, LG. Just like there's always going to be Chevy and Ford, and there's always going to be this and that, whatever. But this guy would just sit there. And we're not talking about whispering to the representative he was talking to, but just loud enough that anyone could hear him just being like, yeah, can't believe that all these people know all these problems with iPhone and they're still buying them. What kind of people are they? I mean, come on, you know what the facts are, and just is going on and on. And I'm like, okay, I'm standing right here holding what obviously is my iPhone. And he went on, I mean, he was there for probably 50 minutes while I was standing there waiting, and he just kept doing it. He was just like, yeah, some coworker of his. She's gonna buy an iPhone. And I said, come on, haven't you seen in the news that they're bending? And she was like, yeah. And he's like, and you're still dumb enough to buy one? And it's just kind of like, dude, you can have your opinion, keep it, but don't sit there and call everyone an idiot or they're stupid for buying one, because guess what? I'm about to. And guess what? I'm about to pick you up by your collar and throw you out this door. And it was just, so I just started doing the pacing thing. I'm like literally walking in a circle because I'm so irritated at this guy.
What a douche.
I mean, yeah, have your opinion. Don't call me an idiot for mine when it's just, you know, it's like the way he kept saying, going on about the bending thing. It's like you set your phone down on the counter and you come back 20 minutes later and it's bent in half. No, it's because people are putting it in their pocket and sitting on them.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, I can't believe it. You're that dumb to buy one even though you know that. It's just like, I wanted to walk up to
him. What the fuck was he doing in the Apple store?
No, he was at AT&T. It was the AT&T store. But it's like, oh, and then he started going on about the advertising campaign and the bigger size iPhone. He's like, yeah, it's just like the Samsung. All they've done is copy Samsung, blah, 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 blah. And I wanted to be like, you realize that iPhone was the first smartphone and that every other company copied them. So, but I was, and finally the guy came on shift and came over to help me, and he could tell I was like visibly irritated. And he's like, sir, I'm so sorry you had to stand here and wait. I'll do everything to make, you know, your experience. But I'm like, I don't have anything else to do. So it's not really the wait. And I pointed to the guy. I was like, it's because this guy doesn't know when to shut his mouth. And he was just like, did he say something to you? I'm like, no, he didn't say anything directly to me, but he said some things that
are irritating,
that irritated me because they weren't directly about me. But, you know, just like, come, keep your opinion yourself, or don't call everyone an idiot just because they disagree with you or whatever. So,
right. Because the only idiots in the world are people that disagree with us.
Exactly. That's true. We should get that guy on the show, and I'll just stomp his face while he's...
That'd be a good show.
Like, what would have happened if I wasn't such a nice person, and I was, short-tempered? Well, I'm kind of that. But I didn't have any self-control. As soon as he called me an idiot or whatever, I just would have punched him in the face. I probably would have felt better.
But he wouldn't have, but no, who cares?
He felt like crap. But he seemed like one of those guys who would sit there and provoke you into a reaction, and then as soon as you reacted, he'd like sue you or call the cops or something.
So he's a little bitch.
Yeah, that's basically kind of how he came across. So he was like, he wanted this certain thing, and oh, we only have it in white. Okay, well, that's fine. I'll take it. I'll buy it right now. Do the white ones, do they kind of become grungy after a while? I mean, I don't want them to be dirty or anything. And it's just like, dude, get out of here. Shut up and go.
Yeah, what a douche.
Go clean your purse out or something. Go scrub your vagina. I don't know. So yeah, that was irritating.
With a loofah.
Apparently. I don't know. But yeah, that guy was irritating. Oh, and they didn't have any iPhone 6s, so that grinds my gears also.
No, right.
I had a list of lubes, but...
Like, we can just say boobies and be good with that.
That's number one. I remember another one, which is just completely random, but the satisfying crunch of stepping on an acorn.
Okay.
Don't know why I thought of that, but probably still stepped on an acorn or an acorn.
Well, you know what? A follow-up to that, the sweet taste of revenge when you just fuck someone over after they've done something wrong to you.
Oh,
that lubes my gears.
That is one of my favorites. Especially, I mean, or even if, like, you don't actually do it to them, but karma finds a way.
Yeah.
And you're reading on Facebook, and it's like, oh, man, I just want to applaud, just stand up and applaud for, like, oh, you know, what goes around comes around. Or how does Ricky put it? I don't remember. We try to say everything at work in the terms of Ricky from Trailer Park Boys, and it's pretty funny. Our boss thinks we're crazy, though.
Well, I mean, you slightly are, but
yeah,
that's okay.
It is true. So, yeah, all my lubes are lost in the cloud somewhere, the interwebs. So, we'll have twice the list next week.
Yeah.
Also no lyrics. I don't have lyrics either. So.
I have lyrics.
Yeah. Oh, well.
I have lyrics, one more open letter, and then my ending line, and we're getting close to time.
Oh, man. Number 9.
Okay.
We could just take a break right here, number 9.
You probably and should.
I'm done. Done already. Today's my sister's birthday while you're looking that up.
Happy birthday, Anna, even though you don't listen and would hate it.
She's definitely not listening. Yes, she would hate it, and she would think that she's too smart for it, which we know she's not.
All right, want to hear my lyrics?
Not really, but go ahead.
Okay. This is called Pump It Up.
Oh, no.
By Elvis Costello.
Oh.
And this is actually an ode to masturbation.
Okay, there you go.
I'm sorry, number 9-ing.
No, there you go.
Code word masturbation.
Well, we'll use that as a code word.
I've been on tinter hooks, ending in dirty looks, listening to the muzak, thinking about this and that. She said that's that. I don't want to chitter chat. Turn it down a little bit, or turn it down flat. Pump it up when you really don't need it. Pump it up till you feel it. Down in the pleasure center. Hell bent or heaven sent. Listen to the propaganda. Listen to the latest slander. There's nothing underhand that she wouldn't understand. Pump it up until you feel it.
I'm pumping it up right now.
Pump it up when you really don't need it. She's been a bad girl. She's like a chemical. Though you try to stop it, she's like a narcotic. You want to torture her. You want to talk to her.
What?
All the things you bought for her, putting up your temperature. Pump it up till you feel it. Pump it up when you don't really need it.
Let's talk about a blow-up doll, right?
Yeah. Out in the fashion show, down in the bargain bin, you put your passion out under the pressure pin. Fall into submission. Hit-and-run transmission. No use wishing now for any other sin. Pump it up until you feel it. Pump it up when you don't really need it. Ugh. When don't you need it?
I don't know. Maybe when you're sleeping? I don't know.
No, I do it when I'm sleeping.
I guess when I'm eating, I want to separate those two. So we'll just say that's it right there when you're eating.
Well, only if you need two hands. I mean, I can eat a hamburger with one hand and stroke it with the other.
It only takes a few seconds.
Yeah.
For both. You need a hamburger pretty quickly. Oh, goodness.
I was going to draw a picture, but I didn't. I'll have to save it for next time.
Yeah.
But I just want to throw this out there. I would say my artwork is refrigerator worthy.
I think it's, yeah. I know I've put some of your artwork on the refrigerator.
Yeah.
There's none currently up there because it's full of other stuff. But man, yeah, you could probably get into some galleries in the New York City area.
I think so.
You've got some little work to get into the Louvre.
Yeah.
In Paris, France, but why would you want anything there?
Yeah.
So, goodness.
Only thing I want there is an atomic bomb.
Yeah, that'll work. I don't know, maybe they can move the big palace, whatever it is there, move it over to next door to the studio.
Yeah.
And then, you know, they'll just make it into huge bathrooms, what I would do. That's it.
Nothing else, just to poop in.
Yep, it'll walk like 300 yards just to go drop a deuce. But it would be awesome. I mean, it's French. There's not much else you could do with it except drop a deuce in it.
Uh-huh.
So, oh well. Man, I feel like I've let everyone down this episode because I don't have anything.
It's all right. So, you'll have twice as much next time.
I'm probably going to sue Apple for $1 million.
You probably should. They don't have $1 million. They're broke, man. Come on.
I know. What am I thinking? They like work out of their garage, don't they?
Yeah.
I think so. I think that's accurate.
All right. Well, I guess I can read my last open letter and then we can end it or whatever.
Yeah. We could talk about the Facebook.
Yeah.
Like the Facebook page. First search it and then once you find it, like it.
It's called Shut Up and Listen. Tell your friends and family. I'm getting tired of fucking saying that.
I know. Seriously. This is like a pyramid scheme, right? You tell 5 people and 5 people tell 25 people and that's how it works, right?
Yep. No. We did get one new follower this week.
Oh, one's not enough, man. Yep. One's not enough. So spread the word. Tell your dentist and your priest and your local clergyman.
Tell your mom.
Tell your mom. You know who I'm talking about.
Yeah.
You know who you are. Yeah. Tell your 6 and 7 year old kids so that we can learn them the bad habits.
Yeah.
We'll learn them good.
We'll learn them real good.
Yep. So that they're menaces to society in the next few years.
Exactly.
Yeah. Like the page. Give us suggestions. Make positive comments. We'll just delete the negative ones or we will make fun of you on air.
Probably even make fun of you for the positive ones.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. Or any horrible suggestions that you come up with. We didn't do a text with Cordell. So.
Oh, I did. He just never responded.
Oh, what a lame.
Yeah.
He's a lame. Goodness.
But I'll save it. He'll respond sometime. I'll just keep sending it until he does.
Yeah, yeah. We'll try to get Cordell on the show once. I mean, we'll probably have to drug him. That's fine.
Hey.
No big deal.
Chloroform, man.
Yeah, works every time. I mean, I hear that.
No, it does.
Oh, okay, yeah.
That's fact.
Yeah, there you go. All right, so yeah, do that. And just, I want all the listeners right now just to turn to the person on their right or left and just give them a high five. Wherever they are, wherever you are, I don't care if you're running on a treadmill or you're on the subway.
Funeral, doesn't matter.
Funeral, just turn to that person, give them a high five. And then look at them and be like, you smell a lot better when you're asleep. Mm.
Don't say that to the dead person because they won't hear you.
Yeah, I mean, if that's who's to your right. Also, you're probably going to be hanging for that high five.
Probably till your arm falls off.
Yeah, yeah. I'll just have to make it a casket for two.
Yep.
All right, get me out of this hole.
All right, well, I'll do this last open letter, then I'll do the ending line, and we'll be done.
Yeah, open letter. Forgot.
This is for the worker that goes above and beyond that works at a piece of shit job. We all know those people.
Oh, yeah. I've worked with them.
Hey, dickface. You work at a shit job. Quit licking your boss's nuts. You might as well be called a hooker instead of whatever job title you have. If they do promote you, you'll be spending all that extra money on ointment and rug burns remedies and trips to the clinic for all the STDs you get. Your fingers constantly smell like asshole. Your breath smells like sweaty frankenbeans. And all you hear is a whooshing sound when you fart. If all you get is a job title assistant to assistant manager, is that worth fondling an old man's junk? You laugh at jokes that aren't funny like you just smoked two joints and popped in Billy Madison. If you want to clean up on aisle three of the mess, feel free to give your boss a hand job while doing so. Your job isn't as important as you think. Congrats, you're high up on the fast food chain. One day you'll be cooking up chicken instead of mopping floors. You're great at customer service. Good job. Just tell me where the fuck the product I want is and leave me alone. I don't care why you're the only good worker and that Bob sleeps in the break room. I don't care who is fucking who or how it'll affect their work. Nobody likes your bitch ass. Take that mop and stick it up your butt. Have a great fucking day, bitch. This is Jeff signing off with a go fuck yourself.
Ugh, fantastic. Fantastic. Hey, but they're getting paid $7.25 to do that job, so. Banking.
I mean, I understand taking pride in your work.
Yeah.
But don't act like you fucking discovered the cure for cancer when you're at Best Buy. You know? I mean, fucking give me my TV and fucking leave me alone.
Yeah, yeah. Yep.
I just said fucking a lot, didn't I? What's that kid's name that said I cuss a lot?
Jordan Dunn.
Jordan Dunn.
Ladies and gentlemen.
I say fuck a lot. I say a lot of other things, too. All right. Ending line, I guess.
Oh, man. I'm going to add something to the end of it, too. So.
All right. Remember, take care of the human population and have your child spayed or neutered to control the idiot population. If you wonder how to come to that conclusion, then ask yourself these three questions. Do they like dumb shows like Jersey Shore or any other reality show that's stupid as fuck? Do they like stupid music like One Direction or Nickelback? Are you a piece of shit, worthless person? Chances are they will be too. If so, get it done ASAP. If there are any questions, you can get a hold of us on our Facebook page. Shut up and listen.
Also remember, decaffeinated coffee is like a hooker who only cuddles.
Yeah, there's no point.
Check you later.
All right, see ya.